We are here in beautiful Glendale, Arizona, the White Sox training base, wrapping up Fantasy Camp Week, about a month away from spring training. And joining us now is Tom Pachorek, former White Sox slugger and now a White Sox broadcaster at times. Fills in now and then. And Tom, welcome aboard. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Rich. It's nice to see you again. I see that this Arizona weather is really agreeing with you. I'm thinking about moving here myself.
Well, I feel like 51 out here instead of my real age, which I'm not going to tell you. But anyway, talking to Ron Kittle and a few of the guys involved in this camp, a labor of love for you guys, right?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, I think this is about number 30 for me. We started in Sarasota very meagerly, and then we moved with the team. It's always a spring training site. So we moved with the team to Tucson, had a few there, and now since the team moved to Phoenix at Camelback, which is great, we've been doing our camps here. And the last few years have been with the Dodgers. So it's really good to get back, to have both teams here. So we get, to see guys like Steve Garvey, Nomar Garciaparra, Eric Karros, and guys like that who are old friends. For me, it's great because I was a Dodger at one time and also
right.
a White Sox
right.
guy, Steve Sachs, the same, and same with Ron Kittle. So it's good to see these guys again, and I think the collaboration is really good. I think the fans and the people that are here are really enjoying themselves.
Well, the amazing thing about it is no matter what your age, you're still involved with the uniform. You got the uniform on, and you're out there in the field, so it is a fantasy.
You know, it's amazing, Rich. There's a lot of guys over here that have played a lot of baseball. You can see it. I mean, there's some kids out here that are 30-ish that can really still run. And there's some guys that are pretty good hitters, too.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't go on the mound because they would kill me with a line drive. But, at my age especially. But there's a lot of guys that are really interested in the playing aspect of it. And they know fundamentally that they're pretty good. And the games are close, too. And that's all we need right here. We got two White Sox teams and five Dodger teams here. So we're kind of playing at least one game a day, two games a day with an off day in between. But, boy, it is really a lot of fun. But it's amazing. I feel like it's the second day of spring training. I'm just standing around doing nothing, and I'm sore. So I can't even imagine how anybody else.
Join the club, I'd say. Let's talk about this ball club. A lot of talk about Machado, the big news. But what's your state of affairs here for the White Sox going into this season?
Well, I really enjoyed it. I did 9 games for the Sox, so I'm quite familiar with them. I'm a big Jason Benetti fan, too, I think. The thing with Hawk last year, being able to say goodbye to Hawk at the last day's ceremony was really a big event for me. But Jason is going to fill in really well. He's a great announcer and a great young man, too. But, the White Sox are interesting. If all this great young talent comes to fruition, I think they could be competitive this year. Cleveland is still very good, but they're on a decline because they're not a big market.
Right.
And they're not going to be able to afford all these guys for X amount of years. So I think this is the time for the Sox to strike. And if acquiring a Manny Machado with the rest of the guys that they have in that lineup, that could be a big boost to the team. But my only apprehension would be who's going to be the starting pitchers and who's going to get people out early in the game. It looks like they're trying to settle up the bullpen, especially in the late innings. And it looks like the moves that they made have been quite good. But I think the first 5 innings might be the telltale thing for the White Sox this year.
I think the pitching is the key, obviously. There's a long way to go with that. But, you raised a good point, Tom, about striking. The Indians got rid of some guys, free agency, whatever. And, maybe the White Sox changed their thinking on let's go for it a little more.
Well, no kidding. Yeah, and, Detroit is not going to be a strong team. I don't think Minnesota is that good either, and Kansas City is certainly on the downside right now. So this would be a good time for the Sox to contend. And maybe, if Cleveland isn't healthy, well, they've got a lot of young, great players still, but I don't know if they have enough backups. And if their pitching staff has any injuries whatsoever, that would be a time for maybe to contend with them, even though, you'd have to say that Cleveland certainly would be the team that should dominate in the American League Central.
You mentioned the pitching. Last year, Giolito had good moments, bad moments. Lopez had a pretty good year all the way around. So there's building blocks there. Rodon had started strong. What's your assessment of that?
Well, Rodon has got to be the number one guy for me, Rich. I think that he's got the ability. He's got that Steve Carlton-like breaking ball. When I first saw him pitch, when he was really on his game, I said, wow, this guy's impressive. But the thing for Carlos is he's got to stay healthy, and he's got to start 30 ball games a year and be the guy that stops a slump. And the other guys rally around him because he's been around a long time now, and it's time for him to be that number one guy to hopefully replace Chris Sale. You know, that's going to be hard to do, though.
One guy that came around on last year was Anderson, the shortstop. Has a bit of a slow start, worked on his play at shortstop. Looks like he's around there, and what they want.
Well, Timmy's a great athlete. I'll tell you what, he can run, and he has all the essentials to be a five-tool type guy. You know, guy, but he's got to pick up the average a little bit, but he's got power for a shortstop. My goodness, he's got as much power as most shortstops in the league. But, of course, that's a position that there's some studs out there, too. Mm-hmm. But Timmy can represent the Sox very well over there, and I think with his speed, he could really enhance the ball club and be a guy that can either hit in the top of the lineup if he gets the walks or at the bottom of the lineup and actually drive in some runs and use his power.
What'd you see from Moncada?
He's got to be able to make contact. You know, that's the thing. You know, those 200 strikeouts, to me, are unacceptable. I know in this day and age of sabermetrics, everybody says, well, we don't pay much attention. Uh-uh, not me. I'm still old school, Rich. I will take that to my grave, I'm sure. And I'm not a sabermetrics fan, but I don't like seeing guys striking out. I want that guy to be able to move runners over and get him in from third with less than two outs. Those kind of things, that to me, are much more important than launch angle and hitting X amount of home runs. Well, where the strikeout tells you, you know, and the Sox definitely have to improve on that. You know, when you set a major league record for strikeouts by a team, that's not good.
Right.
You know, and the chances of losing are just enhanced by that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a contact guy, and I don't know what's wrong with a single. I don't know why these guys won't settle for it anymore, but that's pretty much my position on it.
Single or a walk. What are your plans for the rest of this before camp?
For camp?
Or for you stay out here, or what do you
I'll just survive the camp and then go back home. I live in Georgia now.
Okay.
Eatonton, Georgia, and
well, that's warm, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's nice. It's nice. So play a little bit of golf and things like that. But nothing, not a whole lot. Play with the grandkids.
Yeah.
Got eight of them now, and so that's fun. They all live in the area, so that's mainly my my objective, and hopefully next year to be able to do some games for the Sox. You know, in the event of anything,
sure.
You know, if Stoney takes some time off, or Jason needs a day off, or something like that, I'd be happy to fill in because I love working for the. Working with the Sox. I love the organization, and they're the only team that I could ever work for again, Richard. To be honest with you, I'm just so indoctrinated into the White Sox and their philosophy and the good people in the organization that these are the guys that I'd like to be around.
Well, you got a lot going for you. The fans know you. You add a lot to the broadcast, obviously, so we'll see you around the block.
Thanks, Rich. Great seeing you.
Okay.